is concerning is that Comrade Zuma articulates the flaws that we have in the judiciary very, very well. It's not like we can't see what's wrong with Zondo. You know, and the president in his opening statement talks about the machinations at the commission. And that is because we ourselves have looked at those machinations. For example, the fact that it is turned into a court room. It's no longer a commission. They have almost a prosecutorial attitude towards people who come to give evidence. And from my side, can I just say, one of the things that shows that there's a problem is that a good friend of mine, Smith, who was in Parliament, discusses with us whether he goes to the commission or not. We push him, and we say, you are going, you must go. He goes there, and a week later, he is slapped with a criminal court case. So I think there are those issues that need to be examined and looked at. But having said that, I also don't think this is pandering to the simply, I personally can't pander to the middle class or to the sentiment of white monopoly capital or monopoly capital of any kind. Comrade Zuma, I must tell you that monopoly capital has changed color. And it's no use pretending that there are no black monopoly capitalists in our system either. I can name quite a few who are quite vicious towards other black people. But what is really at stake here is whether or not there is a possibility to find a solution for Comrade Zuma in the situation he finds himself in. Number one is going to the commission under Zondo. Personally, I believe that is absolutely not a good thing for Comrade Zuma to do, given the personal historical antagonism that exists between them. And the unfortunate way in which Judge Zondo presented himself after he presided, as Comrade Zuma said, over his own case of bias, and also made statements about he's not my friend, etc., etc. I think it doesn't augur well for a judge to go into that granular kind of detail. Secondly is the fact that it would not serve any purpose if Comrade Zuma did go there and there was a very antagonistic way of the judge dealing with Comrade Zuma or vice versa. But what was proposed was the possibility of approaching the Chief Justice and asking that Comrade Zuma, because what the commission really is supposedly looking for is corroborative evidence on what somebody said before or some fact they're uncertain of and exploring other facts if they need to do so. Could that be done with another judge in mind? But as you are completely not confident of the judiciary at the moment, I think we need to hear from Comrade Zuma whether or not he would still be prepared to consider that element of it. But one of the things I feel that we then as the top six, we must discuss is whether or not transformation in this judiciary has in fact taken place. Why is it that whenever we go to the North Gauteng High Court, we know that we will lose the case? It's almost a given that if we go to Dunstan Mlombo, we will lose the case. It's almost a given that if Judge Flope in the Western Cape listens to a matter, the ANC will come out better. But it shouldn't be like that. It should be a judiciary that does not have a sisterhood and brotherhood in any political party. So I think there is a need, and as Comrade Zuma says, the judiciary needs to stand up to a different set of principles than it is at the present time presenting itself. The greatest disappointment for me is the Chief Justice of our country, who behaves as if he has no understanding of the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. That you know, he can dismiss the fact that even though he's Christianity is preserved, is honored, is no one will ever tamper with it. He is the chief justice of people across the board, and some of those, even if they are a minority, are not Christians. And therefore, he cannot change the nature of the state from its secular perspective into one where we become attached to Christianity, as was the apartheid regime, with disastrous consequences, as was Hitler in Germany, the Nazi Party, with disastrous consequences. Any regime that is attached to religion is a disaster, and we know that throughout the globe. I think also, let me just say, I think this element of people telling people not to support Comrade Zuma, I'd rather have a factual exposition of that. Baba, you've only mentioned one emir. Who are the others, and what is it that they are saying? Because how do we correct behavior that is unacceptable when we don't know who the culprit of that behavior is? Because it seems to me that we are setting ourselves up to say, you know, we're not going to solve any of these other problems. Your other friends, whoever they might be, might have offered you one or other type of assistance, but feel they can't because they've received a message from the ANC. As far as I know, the ANC have never discussed that we should go or even send anybody out to say don't support Comrade Zuma. And I can really say with absolute confidence, we've never sent Mandla Mandela to do something like that. And if he has done that, he needs to be challenged, and he needs to be asked why he would do something so ridiculous, given the circumstances